Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome to episode 24 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Once again, thank you for listening. It's always great to have you along. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about goals and specifically how I set goals and the techniques I used to set goals. I believe that having written goals is one of the key criteria to have if you want to achieve anything in life. Without a written goal, it's similar to setting out on a journey or a voyage without a map. It's your roadmap to success. It sets your intention and it keeps you on track. And a written goal is vital. And there I emphasize the word written. And that's what we'll be doing today. We will be building a goal from scratch. I'm going to use one of my own examples and we're going to build it from the ground up. Before we do that, just a quick recap of episode 23. Episode 23 was all about imposter syndrome. If you haven't had a chance to listen, it's on iTunes, Spotify, all the main players. Please, when you get a chance, give it a listen. One last request from me. If you are enjoying the show, please hit like, subscribe, or follow on your platform. If it is possible, leave a review. Also, tell your friends, family, about the show. If anybody's interested in personal development you think might be interested in the show, spread the word, whether that's by social media, wherever that may be, but please spread the word. My goal with this show is to help as many people live the life they were meant to live. And I want to get the word out and the message and the tools, the techniques out to as many people as I possibly can. Okay, on with today's episode. As I said, today's episode is all about goal setting and my technique for setting goals, which I'm going to walk you through. I cannot emphasize enough, having written goals is one of the key criteria to success. If you want to achieve anything in your life, you need to have written goals. And I also believe having written goals written in the correct format, in the correct way, that empowers you to follow through with those goals. As I said at the beginning, it's like going on a journey without a map. Go on a journey without a map, you're going to get somewhere, but not necessarily where you wanted to go. Setting out in life with written goals will take you on that journey and you will get where you want to go. Yeah, there are occasions where you may go off track and be blown off course, as I sometimes use the analogy, but you will get there because you've got a definition of where you want to go. And that's why written goals are so important. What we're going to do in this episode, we're going to build a goal from ground up, and I'm going to use my own example for today's episode. As I said, goals need to be written down, and they can be written anywhere, but my preference is to use the index cards, the index storage type cards. It doesn't matter which size. I prefer the smaller size, purely because you can carry it around with you. It's easier to store. And the reason I like those index cards is I like to refer back to my goals on a daily basis. In fact, I like to read my goals on a daily basis. And at least once a week, I like to rewrite them. So the index cards are ideal for that. But I'm going to talk a bit more about the reading and the rewriting a little bit more at the end of this episode. As I said, I'm going to use a personal example for today's episode to show how I build a goal and turn it into, you know, that written plan. And we're going to use that as the example to work through. My own personal example today is I need to lose about 12 pounds in weight. I have not been as active as I'd like to be over the last 12 to 18 months. To give a little bit of context, we're just coming out of the global pandemic, so we've had periods of self-isolation, periods of lockdown. I personally have had a knee injury that's prevented me from being as active as I want to be. So this morning, I've jumped on the scales. To give it a bit more context, it's the start of September. here in the UK. This episode probably will be published in about 2 or 3 days' time, but it's beginning of September, jumped on the scales, and I've worked out that I need to drop about 12 pounds in weight to get down to a healthy weight I'll feel more energetic. I will have the energy I need. Also, I'm going to be putting less stress on the injured joint I've got and hopefully accelerate my return to fitness. So my goal by the 23rd of December 2021 is to weigh in at 145 pounds. And that's what we're going to build today, the goal around. That's what I'm going to use as my example for goal building. And that is the first important part of building any goal, is having the when, the date when you're going to achieve that goal. You've got to put that line in the sand. You've got to have that mark that says, this is the date that I'm going to achieve the goal by. There's no point in saying, I could have said, I'm going to lose weight. It doesn't set a deadline. It doesn't give any defined end date. So first of all, you've got to define your when. So in my case, it's the 23rd of December 2021. Now, why the 23rd of December? One, I know it's 16 weeks away. Two, it means I'm going to hit my goal weight before we go into the festive period, when probably I'm probably going to be a little bit more relaxed. There's definitely going to be a lot more food around. So I'll have already achieved my goal before the end of the year and the festive period. So I've defined my when, which is the 23rd of December 2021. So the first part of setting that or building that written goal is I want to express that in the present tense. And I know you're saying, well, why the present tense? Because basically the brain cannot store two conflicting pieces of information. If I express my goal and the date I'm going to achieve it in the present tense, it straight away puts my brain in the mindset that I've achieved it. So the opening part of my goal will read, it is the 23rd of December 2021 and I am. That will be the first written part or the opening line of my written goal for this particular goal of getting down to 145 pounds. So let's just go over that again. My opening statement on my written goal on my index card will say, it is the 23rd of December 2021 and I am. So the next part of your written goal statement is where you will be when you've achieved your goal. What will you be doing when you've achieved your goal? This is important. And the more detail you can capture and the more vivid that image you create in your own mind of where you will be when you achieve your goal is vital. So in my case, I know I will have achieved my goal when I'm standing on my Philips scales, looking down at the reading, and it says 145 pounds. So I need to incorporate that into my goal statement. So it now becomes, it is the 23rd of December 2021, and I am standing on my black Philips electronic scales, looking down at the reading, having just completed 16 weeks of gradual progressive weight loss. The completion part, where you will be, you can be as vivid as you want, be as descriptive as you want, immerse yourself in that moment as to where you'll be. Describe it in as much detail as you want to, but be detailed about it. Capture where you'll be, what you'll be doing, and also then we'll come on to the feelings, etc. But capture the detail. That's the important part. The written goal setting exercise is important because it turns your mind into a goal seeking missile. It sets the target, links it into your internal GPS and fires it, and it goes after it. So it's important that we get the detail and we prime your mind to go for that target. And we're going to be really specific about what that target is, because that is the next measurable, as it were, that we need to set in stone. It is what you are actually going to achieve, and it needs to be defined precisely. I could have said in my goal, it is the 23rd of December 2021, and I am standing on my Philips bathroom scales, etc., and I have lost weight. it's meaningless. It's got no end goal to it. I'm not going to know if I've accomplished it or not. It's just a wishy-washy statement. You've got to be specific, whether it's earnings level, a PB in your sport, the particular number of customers that have bought from you, or even the number of listeners you've got on your podcast. You've got to be specific. It's one, it's the measurable. Two, it sets your intention and sets it in stone, very clearly defined. So the measurable for me in my goal is to weigh 145 pounds. That is my measurable. That's how I will know that I've achieved my goal. So let's build that into the goal statement now. So my goal statement now becomes, it is the 23rd of December, 2021, and I am standing on my black Philips electronic scales, looking down at the reading, having just completed 16 weeks of progressive weight loss. The display on the scales is showing a reading of 145 pounds. The last part of the written goal exercise for me is then just capturing some of the feelings or emotions that you will have at that time when you've hit your goal. So for me, that could be something like, I am feeling energized, confident, and healthy. That is how I build the goal. And before we move on to the next stage, it's probably a good idea to have a complete recap now with that goal as it stands in its entirety. So it is the 23rd of December, 2021, and I'm standing on my black Philips electronic scales, looking down at the reading, having just completed 16 weeks of progressive weight loss. The display on the scales is showing a reading of 145 pounds. I am feeling energized, confident, and healthy. The next steps for me when setting any goal is to write them down. So, as I said at the start of the show, my preference is to use the index cards. I just like them. They're portable. You can carry them around. You can put a smaller one in your wallet. Because what I want you to do is to write your goal out on an index card. If you don't want an index card, find something that works for you, but write it out. And then the next important bit is to read it every day. Read it first thing in the morning or last thing at night. If you're really driven, read it twice a day. Read it first thing in the morning, last thing at night. Put it somewhere where you can see it, where you see it every day, and make a conscious effort to read it at least once every day. The next step for me is to rewrite it once a week. So get a blank index card and rewrite your goal. Why are you saying? This for me is because I still believe that the physical act of writing, because we've been doing it for so long now, we've been doing it for millennia as a species, is intrinsically linked to our brains. It reinforces the message into our brains by physically writing out your goal. So I encourage it at least once a week, maybe Saturday morning or Sunday morning, the start of the new week, to rewrite your goal out, just to reinforce that a little bit further, to drive it into your unconscious mind and to make it a commitment. So that's the next step, is to write your goal out on an index card, rewrite it once a week, and put it somewhere where you see it all the time and you reread it on a regular basis. That index card or that goal is your map. It sets your intention of where you want to be. So we've done the intention part, setting part, and set out the first part of the map of the journey. And it's important to note that it's precise. It's not ambiguous. It's precise. It's measurable. You know exactly what you've got to do and when you've got to do it by. There's no room for wriggle or wishy-washy statements in there. It's a precisely written, measurable goal. And that is the key when you're creating your own. Be precise. Be measurable. Know when you've got to complete it by. Get those factors in, and it makes goal achievement far, far easier. A lot of the reason why people who create New Year's resolutions fail is because they're wishy-washy, they're ambiguous. I'll stop smoking. Well, when are you going to stop smoking by? I'll lose weight. Well, how much weight are you going to lose? And when are you going to lose it by? I'll become healthy. What does healthy mean to you? It's got to mean something to you. And the other thing that's important when setting goals, it's got to mean something to you. It's got to drive you. It's got to be something you want to do. The other thing I would say is, push yourself. Go for goals that stretch you. Yeah, 10,000 listeners on your podcast might seem difficult or challenging, but go for it. If you aim for 10,000 and get 5, you've still got far further than you would have done if you'd aimed for 5 and got 2,000. Don't be scared to stretch yourself and push yourself further than you think you can. It's one of the reasons to get a coach on board or somebody to keep check or be accountability partner. It's always worth sometimes when setting goals to team up with an accountability partner where between the two of you, you say, right, I'm going to do this. This is my goal. This is when I'm going to do it by. This is what it is. And you check in regularly with that individual to say, let them know how you're doing. There's also, I believe, and I don't know the full details, but you can check it out. There's actually what they call reverse charity type events or things you can do. So in other words, if you don't achieve the goal, you actually give money to a charity that you dislike completely or to an organization you dislike. It's sort of a reverse motivation. If you fail to achieve your goal, you pledge to give £100 to a political party that you don't believe in. And again, you could do that with your accountability partner. You both could have different goals and you could both check in with each other. And the agreement is that if you don't achieve your goal, you know, that you specified with a date for completion, it's measurable on time, you know, you are the person who checks in and they make sure you're accountable to pay the money to that charity or political organization you do not believe in. It's a great motivator. It keeps you on track. Accountability partner is brilliant. I'm going to use this podcast as my accountability partner. I'll be checking in regularly with how I'm doing against the weight loss goal. I'll probably post it on the Winning Edge Coach Twitter feed as well. I'm going to write the goal out and put a picture up there when the episode goes live so you can see the index card in operation. And I will check in regularly. I'll check in on the Twitter feed to let you guys know how I'm doing and show that, you know, I'm committed to this process of goal setting. This is how I do it. It works for me. This is probably a good point to do a quick recap on the steps that I've just gone through in terms of setting that goal, because mine is a very personal goal. Yours might be different. It could be to do with your business. It could be to do with your life. It could be to do with your health. And I just want to take you through those steps again of the building process we've just done so you've got them. So the first is define the date. Date when you're going to achieve it. Write it in the present tense. So it is whatever date and I am. Where will you be when you achieve your goal? What will you be doing when you look back and see that you've achieved your goal? As I said, be descriptive there. Be accurate. Create an impelling vision of it. And the measurable. How will you know that you've achieved your goal? What is the precise measurement you will take to know that you've got there and that it's been achieved without any shadow of doubt? So that, and then capture the emotion. The last bit is to capture some of the emotions you will feel when you've achieved your goal. How will you be feeling? Those are the steps we've gone through. I just thought it was good to recap because, again, after the show, you might want to build your own goal and go through the process. So I said, the goal is your map in a way, or it's part of your map. So what happens next? Well, let's go back to the days of the old sailing ships when they would get out the map, plot a course for some faraway distant shore and set sail. That wouldn't be the end of it. All the time then, during the course of that journey, they would be using a sextant, compass, the stars to actually chart where they are. Where are they in relation to their destination? Because the tendency would be that the winds would blow them off course, they would drift a little bit off course, and they would need to get back on course to ensure that they reach their destination. And it's the same with you, with your goal. Yeah, you've got your map and you're on your journey, but things are going to happen that take you off course, that don't go to plan. And what I want to cover in part two of this episode, which is going to be the next episode of the podcast, episode 25, is the next stages of goal setting. So those are two parts for me. The steps you're going to take to achieve your goal, because it's fine for me saying, right, I'm going to weigh £145 on the 23rd of December 2021. But how am I going to do it? On its own, it's just a statement. There's none of the mechanics behind it that how I'm going to achieve that goal. So that's the next bit, is breaking your goal down into the steps that you've got to either do as one-off steps or everyday steps to achieve your goal. So that's one part of it. The other part is the measurement, is how do you take those readings to make sure you're on track to achieve your goal and adjust accordingly. So in the next episode of the show, we're going to talk about, I'll give you the example how I'm going to break down the steps I need to take with the goal weight loss challenge, or the goal of losing weight rather, apologies. And also then that complete process of checking in and making sure I'm on target. Am I going to reach my destination? So that's for the next episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast. And as I said, I'll be putting a copy of the goal written out on the Winning Edge Coach Twitter feed, so you can see actually what it looks like. And I'll be checking in there as well to show how I'm doing with the weight loss. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.